Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel is a wonderful example to inspire us in God's eternal love and his mercy, that no one is exempt from Christ's mission of redemption, of conversion, and sharing in God's divine life. And we see the example of Zacchaeus, who the others around him were calling him a sinner, and yet Jesus called him by name and said that I must eat at your house this day, choosing Zacchaeus in a special way. And Zacchaeus, through his encounter with Christ, this encounter being transformed and renewed in the life of grace, being converted and wanting to follow the path, this new path of following Jesus. And so this gospel just reminds us that no one is ever beyond God's grace and mercy, and that our Lord seeks each of us out. That if ever we think that we are beyond redemption, that's a deception from the devil. That Christ seeks each of us out, and he knows each of us by name. And he wants us to share in his divine life and to have confidence in his mercy and that his divine power to transform our lives. And so this is to inspire us with confidence. And when we fall into sin, not to lose sight of God's mercy and grace, and to be renewed through that sacrament of confession to return to Christ. And this also is a reminder to us that when we see perhaps those in the world who are not following the path of Christ, those who are doing deeds that are contrary to Christ's teaching and gospels, to pray for them, to pray for those who are in need of God's grace and forgiveness, and to forgiveness. As Our Lady reminds us from Fatima, that many go to hell because there's no one to pray for them and do penance for them. And so it's just a reminder for us that we too must never give up on others, but to continue to persevere in praying for them. Today we celebrate in one feast the dedication of the Basilicas of St. Peter and St. Paul, these two basilicas, which are crown jewels of the city of Rome, both built on the site and where these two apostles were martyred and where their tombs were discovered. St. Peter's Basilica being built right over the ancient tomb of St. Peter, and the Basilica of St. Paul being built where he had been executed and where he also has his remains had been interred. These two beautiful basilicas are just a reminder to us of how our faith started with the apostles and spread to overcome the most powerful empire at that time, the Roman Empire, and that this St. Peter's and St. Paul's Basilica are a reminder to us and a testimony of the faith of these two apostles who suffered so greatly and went through so many trials and difficulties to bring the faith, to bring the teaching of the gospel and in faith in Jesus Christ, and ultimately offering their lives for that faith in Jesus Christ. And so these beautiful basilicas are also a reminder to us of our souls, that our souls are to be adorned and made beautiful as temples for God. Through our baptism, the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit dwells in our soul. And what we want to adorn our soul with, not just temporal passing beauty, but for eternal beauty, by imitating those beautiful virtues, which help us to reflect our faith in Jesus Christ. May these two apostles also encourage us to be witnesses to our faith, that we may never be afraid to share our faith with others, and that we may share that faith and be witnesses to that faith in all whom we may encounter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.